Yesterday, Jeffries was coy about his plans, but today, Jeffries officially jumped into the race.
Fox's Chad Pergram, House Speaker Pelosi throwing her support to Jeffries, along with Catherine Clark for whip and Pete Aguilar as caucus chair. While Republicans will have the majority beginning in January, the exact number of seats is still a work in progress. Democratic challenger Adam Frisch conceding to Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert in a video post today, even though that tight race is likely headed to a recount.
It'd be disingenuous and unethical for us or any other group, to continue to raise false hope and encourage fundraising for a recount. Colorado elections are safe, accurate, and secure.
Frisch says he expects the state to mandate a recount, but he does not expect it to change the outcome. Even with COVID relief money, some school districts are falling short on staff to help students' mental health needs.
Looking at 18 of the country's largest districts, 12 started this school year with fewer counselors or psychologists than they had before the pandemic in 2019. That's according to an analysis by the nonprofit education news agency Chalkbeat. Some school administrators can't find psychologists to take open jobs. Some that did not add staff pay, they're concerned about the cost once the COVID relief money runs out. There's a time limit on spending that. The survey did find a 50% increase in school social workers. They have different training than other mental health professionals and are responsible for helping families, not just individual kids. Chris Foster, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's now up 143 points. The S&P also higher. NASDAQ, though, still lower. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
When you love being outside in Alaska, wintertime is just another trail to more sporting opportunities. Gear up with Frontier Outfitters, no matter what it is. Small game hunting, predator calling, ice fishing, and more. You'll find what you're looking for. Guns, ammunition, optics, GPS, traps, snares, and the right clothes. Winter camping necessities as well, and a variety of tents and sleeping bags. Prepare for success. Visit Frontier Outfitters. It's the best start to your next outdoor adventure for your Alaskan lifestyle. Frontier Outfitters.
The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, and you have tuned in to Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with us in the studio are Pete and Perry Kelly from the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, and they're going to give us an update on what's going on in the rescue mission. It really is a great outfit for Fairbanks. And
well, thanks, Mike. The update would be that we have Thanksgiving coming up, and that's a huge time for us. But before we talk about that, I just wanted to give people a few stories of some things that have gone on recently. The other day I spoke at the Rotary, and I tried to convey the message that this is your rescue mission, and that sounds so cliche. I mean, it sounds like something from an aftershave or something, a commercial, you know, I don't know. But the fact is that this community, without government, without a large denomination, without a large nonprofit, built that rescue mission, and it started in 1973, I think.
74.
Well, in 73, though, a guy named Jimmy Lightfoot, who had a really good job at the airport, was walking down 2nd Avenue, and a guy asked him for a cup of coffee. No, he asked him for money for a cup of coffee. And he said, well, I won't buy you a cup of coffee, but I'll buy you breakfast, because I know what's going to happen is if I give you money, you're just going to spend it on alcohol. And the guy said, well, I'll take breakfast. And so he did. And after they had breakfast, he said, where are you guys living? He said, I see people all over the street. Where are you all living? Well, at the time, they were living under the Cushman Street Bridge. And he went under there, and there was Visqueen hanging down, and there was like a driftwood fire going on, and people trying to keep warm. And he went, I think it was the next day, there was a city council meeting, just coincidentally. He went to it, and the topic, which he didn't know, was about what are we going to do about the people who are struggling downtown. It was just at the time we were going into the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And so he shows up, and he says, look, I want to build a rescue mission in Fairbanks. And they're like, well, your timing is great, because that's what we're talking about today. And there were a whole bunch of other entities that had proposed something. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, I'll do it, and I'll do it for nothing. I'm not going to ask you guys for a penny. He says, we may have to come to you and ask you for a few parking places to be moved or some signs, you know, that kind of stuff. There's just some cooperation from the city as we try to make this happen. Of course, he had nothing at that time, but he was dreaming. Mm-hmm. He went, I think, I might be a little bit off on some of this timing, but I think it was the next day he went and he gave his notice at the university. He had, I think he was like the number two guy at the physical plant. I mean, he had a good university job. So he went and gave his notice. The guy said, you know, I wish you wouldn't do this. This is probably a little reckless. And he says, no, I know what I want to do. So they started putting people together, and they were people were attracted to them. Don Nelson, of course, we all know him. Was your dad involved in that?
He was a bit.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I think I saw, I was reading the history, and I think I saw his name. And, of course, there was Don Nelson and Les Gunderson and more. There were a lot of people, but those are the names that stood out. And this fellow, Jimmy Lightfoot. And so they started gathering steam, and people were interested in doing something. And it's interesting because he was offered some money by the bar owners. And you remember back in, you know, 50, 60 years ago, the bar owners were pretty influential people in this town. It was a huge, huge business. Yep. And they wanted to help their community people. They weren't bad guys necessarily. Right. And they were trying to offer money. He said, no, we can't take money from the bars. That's just counter purpose here. Yep. And then Jay Hammond gets wind of this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so he sends up, everybody will remember, Billy Bob Allen. Mm-hmm. And Billy Bob, who was working for him as his, I don't know if he was his chief of staff or something like that, but he comes up, and he starts talking to Mr. Lightfoot, and he says, yeah, we want to give you guys some money. We want to support you on this. And Jimmy's like, oh, yeah, we like money. And so they offered him the money, and it was a substantial amount. I don't remember what it was. It was a substantial amount. Mm-hmm. It would have fixed their problems.
Right.
And so he said, now let me ask you this question. He says, if you guys give me the money, you're going to want us to give you something in return about how we operate. Is that correct? And Mr. Allen says, well, yeah, that's kind of how it works. He says, why don't you just keep that money? Mm-hmm. And then Les Gunderson got involved. He had Gunderson Painting. His son, Gary, has the painting company now. He got involved, and Mrs. Gunderson as well. And they put in a bunch of money and did the down payment and did the deposit and all the financial things that you have to have done that are pretty big barriers that this man Lightfoot just didn't have. Anyway, it grew and grew and grew, and by that was in 73, and I think by February of 74, they had a rescue mission.
Up and
they,
running. Yep.
They bought
Valentine's
the
Day.
Yeah, they bought it was Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. They bought the Cowtown Palace.
Right.
And I made the worst mistake. I'm like, I was at the Rotary meeting, and I asked the question, does anybody remember the Cowtown Palace? And as I'm asking it, I'm thinking, I hope no one raises their hand, because the Cowtown Palace was a brothel.
Right.
It was right over there by Foodland, and that's where the rescue mission started, because as it turns out, there were some rooms in that place. And that's how it started. And then in 2001, Dennis Wise comes in, builds a $54,000 gets what a nice building, mm-hmm. and just says, here, this is yours, Fairbanks. So the point is, and that I was trying to make, is that when I say this is your rescue mission, what I mean is this is a rescue mission that this community decided to build on its own.
Right.
And though the gift of Dennis and the incredible efforts of Jimmy are Mr. Lightfoot are extremely valuable, and no way to overcome, not to overcome, but no way to match that kind of effort.
Right.
Those efforts continue because people donate, and that's just the bottom line of what we have to do with the mission. We have to raise money, and we raise money all the time.
Yep.
And it's not because we're trying to gild any lily or anything like that. We are
donor-funded.
We are donor-funded. We do have some government money, mm-hmm. and happy to have it. And frankly, most of the stuff that we have doesn't have
VA money.
Yeah, we run a contract for the VA, which is for the whole state except for Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
We run two contracts, actually, for the Veterans Administration. And that's part of that's one of the contracts that we have that gives us money. But they don't require much from us. And then we have some state money that comes in. It's called BHAP. And there are no real strings attached. As time goes by, particularly under this administration, mm-hmm. we're starting to get little questionnaires about some pretty goofy stuff. And ultimately, we may find ourselves in Jimmy Lightfoot's situation, just say, mm-hmm. no thanks,
mm-hmm.
Because we're a Christian organization, and we try to live the gospel there, and that's the best thing we can give someone is that gospel, and give them a leg up and get them back to work. Our sub-theme there is get out and stay out. Because
yes,
you don't want people thinking that that's their home.
Yes. And, you know, what sort of made it work is that they look at people differently. It is gospel-driven, if
right.
you will, but it isn't that you're lousy, right. you're lousy, it's you're forgiven. let's move on from here.
Everybody makes bad choices.
Everybody makes
fresh.
Bad choices, yeah. yes.
Well, and they're like a mirror held up, and we realize we're broken too.
Yes, yes. And that, that's emphasized. We're not better than you.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Right.
And, you can. You have to kind of want to, but you can move on from here. And it wasn't, especially back in the 70s, I remember, it wasn't real apparent that there was a good thing going on inside the building.
Right.
But there really was, and it still is. It's just a great institution. Yep.
How much time do I have to the break? Because I got a couple stories and I want to blab on.
We're going to have to take a break, and then we'll go back into some good stories.
Okay.
So, stay with us. You're listening to Problem Corner, and we will be back after these messages from our sponsors.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
November is the time when you really start to feel the pain of your home's bad windows, which makes it the ideal time for Renewal by Andersons' Countdown to Black Friday Window Sale. This is Chris Dunn, the local owner. Our window sale is going on now and ends on Black Friday. And it's our biggest dollar discount of the entire year. Save 20% on every window and patio door, plus save $250 off your project with zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Renewal by Andersons' Countdown to Black Friday Window Sale ends on Black Friday. Save 20% on every window and patio door, plus save $250 off your project with zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Don't miss Renewal by Andersons' Countdown to Black Friday Window Sale, our biggest dollar discount of the year. Call before November 25th, 885-3100, 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
Some coaches know how to get the best from their team, have clear expectations, build the confidence of each player, and don't underestimate the power of a bribe with a stop by Brewster's after the game. Everyone loves to get rewards, and with as many Brewtizers as there are personalities on your team, there is something for everyone at Brewster's. From the fried hot sorella sticks, the signature steak bits to Southwest egg rolls, everyone will feel like a winner at Brewster's.
Great food, great Alaskan spirits, that's Brewster's.
Have you ever tried drinking honey through a straw? When it gets cold, and it will, the oil in your vehicle is about the same thickness as honey with your oil pump trying to get that thick goop up to the top of your cold engine. This causes friction and wear on engine parts. A complete winterization like the one offered at Expressway Auto will heat that engine oil, making it flow. You'll get a complete winterization that includes a block heater, transmission pan heater, battery trickle charger, and oil pan heater, all connected with a freeze-proof Arctic-grade cord. Get your car or diesel truck ready for winter at Expressway Auto. Call 888-659-0631 today and beat the winter rush.
KFAR weather.
High of 12 today under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 3 below. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, 15. Mid-teens Sunday and Monday with a chance for snow Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Okay, and thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. With me in the studio are Pete and Perry Kelly. And we are talking about the history and everything about the Fairbanks rescue mission.
And I had to recoup here. I have been calling Mr. Barefoot, right. Mr. Lightfoot, the fellow who founded the mission, was Jimmy Barefoot.
Barefoot. Lightfoot had to do with the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes, and the rather unfortunate mayor of Chicago at the
time. Yes, too.
So anyway. Just a quick thing about that was, you're right. You just mentioned a few people, and when you start going through this history, I stumbled upon this binder in my office, mm-hmm. and it was someone had sat down and written the history of the mission. I'm glad they did because it's more interesting than you might think, mm-hmm. and you see all of these names in the. That you recognize from when we were kids, mm-hmm. People that were friends of our fathers and mothers. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to say too was that the work continues. It's different now. I often have a picture of Florence Owens Thompson that I bring to a presentation or something like that, and you'll instantly recognize it. Florence is the face of the American Depression. She was the woman, it's a black and white photo, and she's staring off into the distance, and there's some little kids that are all kind of dirty, and they're kind of clutching onto her. When you see the photo, you recognize it immediately. And those we have those people at the mission that are just circumstances have beaten them down. And they have no choice but to go to the mission where they're going to where they've come to the end of the mm-hmm. end of their rope, and they're going to tie a knot and hang on. We also have some real issues with mental health, though. Unfortunately, it's a different animal than say the Depression era homeless people, different circumstances. And we had it's very very tough on the mission because we're not designed to take on mental health problems, though we constantly do.
We have no medical people in our employ.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I tell people, you know, when somebody. By the way, the hospital's fantastic. We love working with them, but every now and then they'll just send us something, and we're like, you might as well have sent these people to affordable used cars because they're as equipped to handle them as
we are. At least here they might get a car.
Who knows? Yeah, for a job. So. And so anyway, this fella, one of the stories, you know, if you've listened to the radio, we run these stories, and I think they're interesting. You've probably heard, if you listen, as I said, you probably remember the story about the girl in the tent or the family in the car. Or the woman who drove to the cross, or the fellow who was in Lexington, Kentucky, and he sees a woman on the street. He somewhat knew her, and she was carrying an infant, and her life was a mess. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Why don't you give me that baby?" And she does. And she gives him the baby. Well, she shows up at his house a few days later. You know, of course, she says no. It's an awkward moment. And she's mm-hmm. oh, ah, ah, ah. Well, a few days later, she shows up at his house and says, can you watch this young girl? And she was just a baby at the time. And she said, can you watch this girl for me? I've got to do some things or whatever it was. 3 months later, she comes back, right? And this kind of went on for a while. And he and his wife have adopted this child in their minds at this point. And then she shows up out of nowhere after a long absence with yet another baby. And so the man's living in a pretty tough neighborhood. He's got two kids, and he decides, I got to get out of here. And he has a guy coming out of his house and shooting up the windows, and there's a murder right next to the fence where his kids play. And he says, I'm getting out of here. So he comes up to Alaska, ends up at the mission. And now his kids are in school. He's got a job. He's just part of our community. So that's one of those great stories with a wonderful happy ending. We also have this one that is kind of a happy ending. It's still in progress. It just happened this week. This fellow, he was developmentally disabled. He had the mind of about a four-year-old. Mm-hmm. And he was living in the Seattle area with his cousins. His cousins one day steal everything he owns, take him to the airport, put him on a plane, and send him to Alaska, where he has absolutely no one. So here's this fellow shows up at the Fairbanks airport. He's 66 years old. He has the mind of a four-year-old, and he has no clothes or anything like that. You know, no warm clothes, and he's just off in the Alaska, the Arctic. And so a police officer, you know, I'm really glad he did. He brought him to us and said, I don't know what to do with this guy. This is the only place I could think of. And he's right. There really was only one place to take this man. The unfortunate thing is his mental illness was so unmanageable. We couldn't deal with him. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't.
Well, he was a kleptomaniac also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never knew what that. You hear the word kleptomaniac. And, right. No, this guy had.
That didn't sit well with his roommates.
I'll bet.
He was in danger. Yeah. Some of those guys are pretty tough over there, and he's stealing stuff. Anyway, so we ended up got a plane ticket for him and got adult protective services in Seattle, and we sent him back, and we gave him a safe handoff.
Yeah, they knew all about him and everything, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what happens.
We have that kind of stuff going on all the time there, and it's the fact that this community built that mission on its own, and when tragedies happen, and they are many, unfortunately, there is a place for people to go, and lives are saved.
Yes, right. Indeed.
Because it's an emergency shelter.
Yes.
And that's the thing people have to kind of try and get wrapped around in their head is this is an emergency shelter. It's for everybody.
Right.
It's not just for, you know, street people or whatever.
Right.
No, we get many people that have had, well, the one that comes to mind immediately is the gal that had to come stay with us because during that big snow last year, she couldn't get to her home because the roads weren't cleared. And so she had to stay with us for a week. I mean, she totally had nothing.
Right.
No one to stay with, no money, no nothing. And she had to stay with us. And thank God we were available for her because where else would she have stayed? In her car?
Yep.
You know? Yeah. So, and, you know, we've unfortunately recently have had quite a few older people that have been dropped off with us. And that's kind of a sad thing because some of these people have family.
Right.
But I'm thinking right now of this gal. Well, her husband passed away. She's in her, late 60s, early 70s. And she was a Canadian citizen. So he'd always, he was an American citizen, but he'd always done all her green card paperwork and stuff. And so when he passed away, she let it lapse. So she wasn't none of the services that are available to American citizens were available to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she had a stroke. So she ended up in a wheelchair and she's dealing with that issue. Anyway, she ends up on our door.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this gal that has no one. So our caseworkers got together and helped her out, got her green card back. And now she has some services available to her, and she's on a list now for senior housing.
Well, good.
So, but you know, so it's just there are times people fall through the cracks.
Yep.
And we are very blessed to be able to then connect them up and get something working in their direction so that they can eventually get out and get on their own again.
Right.
And that's what we're there for.
Yeah. And yes, it's a big problem. This new job that I took on really exposed me to what's going on.
Yeah.
And what's nice about the rescue mission and a lot of other, to be honest, other mm-hmm. organizations that are helping people,
I agree.
Realize that, and it's important for, well, it was a good lesson for me, there but by the grace of God go I.
Yeah.
Right.
And just stuff happens. Life happens. Things go sideways, and it can really get you down and don't know where to turn.
Right.
And to have somebody there that appreciates that fact. It isn't that you're rotten or whatever. It's just really is in many cases there, but by the grace of God go I.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. we've got to kind of understand that a little better than we do as a society.
Yeah. A lot of places just have so much paperwork and things that are in the way.
Yes, and that's the other thing that I'm finding out. And it has to be. When it's run by the government, there has to be regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Just has to be regulations. And they get in the way.
Right.
You do. Oh, but I hear the music playing. So that means that the satellite is approaching overhead, and it's going to take over the program in just a little bit. So I got to remind you to stay on. We're talking with Pete and Perry Kelly from the Rescue Mission, and we're glad that you joined us today. And stick with us. We've got to take a break for the news and a few words from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Attorney General Merrick Garland today naming a special counsel to oversee the federal investigations into classified documents at former President Trump's Florida estate and the probe into the January 6th Capitol violence, along with efforts to overturn the results of the last election.
The Department of Justice has long recognized that in certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution.
Garland will ultimately have final say whether any charges are brought. Areas of western New York could see up to 6 feet of lake effect snow this weekend. Lancaster resident Ray Klinger speaking about his concerns.
Just keeping her driveway clean.
Yeah.
And taking care of the cats.
New York's governor declaring a state of emergency in several counties, saying the storm is potentially life-threatening. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Planet Defense LLC announced yesterday its close partnership with Cape Fox Corporation to develop and manage a technology innovation hub in Ketchikan, Alaska, starting immediately. This new project, a public-private partnership, will strengthen Ketchikan's native community and local community businesses by providing them with emerging and smart technologies. This endeavor will particularly benefit the Alaska Native people living in the area. This innovation hub will further be supported in various capacities by public and private sector partners. Ketchikan Innovation Hub will collaborate with Virginia Smart Community Testbed, which is being supported by Virginia Innovation Partnership Corporation, Stafford County in Virginia, Department of Homeland Security, as well as multiple technology companies. Todd Morgan, Cape Fox Shared Services President of Strategy and Innovation, further noted, "The goal of this multifaceted project is to transform lives and communities in the Ketchikan, Alaska region through innovation and implementation of new technologies, plus educate and prepare a future-ready workforce capable of consistently achieving
streaming
excellence."
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, this is Ward Mertes. After more than 30 years helping injured Alaskans, I'm retiring. Lori, the MLO staff, and I are grateful most Alaskans have listened and responded by slowing down behind the wheel, making our roads safer for all Alaskans and not needing our help. I'm counting on you to continue. Slow down, Alaska. Our family's health and safety is worth far more than saving a few minutes behind the wheel. Though I'm no longer an attorney, our phone will still ring, we will still answer, and we will still listen. We will continue pointing injured Alaskans toward the right attorneys at no charge to you. And while we hope you never need an attorney referral, we're here if you do.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Your miraculous eyes bring your world into focus. The light, the colors, and the faces of those you love keep them in perfect health. Meet Dr. Larry Kuhn, optometrist specializing in contact lenses and comprehensive eye care, emphasizing medical disease. Schedule your appointment with Dr. Kuhn. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians for complete medical and surgical eye and vision care. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
What's one thing all successful local businesses have in common? They all depend on local radio to get the word out. From the top restaurants and car dealerships to retail stores, gyms, and doctor's offices, radio simply works. Nothing keeps people connected to their community better than local radio. Whether you have a special event, a fundraiser, a grand opening, or a sale, we're here to help get the word out, and nothing works better. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. With me in the studio are Pete and Perry Kelly, and we're talking about the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. And I forgot to mention, if you wanted to call in, you have a question about that, the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. So we have been talking about the rescue mission, kind of the history of it, and some good stories. And I understand you're doing something for Thanksgiving that the community needs to know about.
Well, we have been blessed by having Mr. Pruse and the Barbecue Association have agreed to do our turkeys this year.
Oh.
And we have about 15 turkeys that we're having cooked to prep for Thanksgiving. And we're pretty good on volunteers for Thanksgiving, but we could always use volunteers for other times. And we do have a Christmas thing coming up. So, you know, anybody that is interested in volunteering, we would love to hear from you. But like I said, Thanksgiving, we're doing pretty good on Thanksgiving volunteers. But any other time, we would really love to have some help in the kitchen or in our men's and women's closets. So that would be fantastic. The other thing that we are in really short supply of is fresh produce. We have, we're good on turkey, but we could seriously use some fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. We have lots of canned stuff, lots of high salt content stuff, and beans and lentils and stuff. But and then we can always use eggs and bacon. That's the big treat for the guys in the morning, guys and gals in the morning, is bacon for breakfast.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving we do a brunch, a brunch at around 10 o'clock, and then we
nine.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll do the meal at what, 3?
Meals served at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know the thing about the food donations, we get some food from the TFAP, or it's a federal federal mm-hmm. program. We also get a lot of food from the food bank. We're so grateful for them. And we get, but we're trying to be a little bit food independent. Mm-hmm. It's our plan to have a little garden, not so little. I'm shocked at how much food you can get out of a couple of these box gardens.
Right.
And there's a fellow in town here who's a genius at this, and he's going to help us do that next year. But we're trying to be a little bit food independent, and we always need eggs. That's Molly
eggs.
And what it kind of it's kind of unfortunate because she works so hard. Molly is just this Tasmanian devil in the kitchen, but she wants to always do a good job, as does right. everyone, and she'll go out and buy eggs on her own. I'm like, Molly, don't do that. We'll find you some eggs. So eggs are important. So if you've got mm-hmm. a way
eggs.
To get
real eggs, powdered eggs, liquid eggs, any kind of eggs.
I think she wants real eggs.
Eggs
real
products.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to donate,
yes.
how do they get in touch with you?
Well, our number is 907-331-6292, and if they want to drop food donations off at the Rescue Mission, we're on 723 27th Avenue, and give us a call. We'll meet you at the back door where the kitchen is, and we would just give you hugs and kisses. That would be great. Yes.
And if you'd like to donate money, which I'm always interested in,
yes.
You can go on FairbanksRescueMission.org.
Yes, we have
donate
pages.
Button there. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things that we're doing as far as raising money, I never get too much into the details as to why we walked away from the recycling contract with the borough. But when we did, we're looking to fill that gap. It was a pretty lucrative contract. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. We created, in advance of that, we created this thing called the Enterprise Unit. Mm-hmm. And we've used that and made some pretty decent money off of it. It's a crew that we have. Right now we're real low on people. But we generally have a crew that can do light construction work and clean up. We've done a hoarder house or two for organizations. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're doing right now, and we don't quite have it yet, but we're starting to do part of our jobs program. We built a shop in the Rescue Mission, and we're building very nice, very cool insulated dog houses.
Hmm.
And you, whoever you are out there in Radio Land, you may purchase one of these. Now, we haven't gone to the full electric heated dog house that you could have an outlet on the out and plug it in. That's going to be next. And we have some other things that we want to build. But what we do is we take people who are somewhat higher level productivity folks at the
right.
mission. We give them a better place to stay. We've got some the building is segregated that way. We have different rooms and facilities, and we give them a better place to live. We give them a stipend. We give them job training, and we give them something to do, and they're part of the Enterprise Unit. We have very cool hats that we give them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most important thing is that we want to be able, in these jobs training programs, we want to be able to always make sure that we're giving them more than we're taking from them. So where there's
mm-hmm.
labor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues that was a hard thing to balance at recycling was that the folks who were our guests who were part of that program, we wanted to always make sure we weren't just running them like the Egyptians in the movie Exodus, you know, no
mm-hmm.
straw for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this new program, Enterprise, it's far more interesting. It gives them far more skills. One of the things we did, by the way, is the Division of Parks called us up and said, hey, would you help clean up that
yep.
University Avenue thing? And they gave us the contract for the summer, then after we helped with the cleanup, which we didn't charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave us a contract. And we went through last year, and it looks like we're going to get a contract for next year as well to maintain
Gene Wayside, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. And keep it clean. And that's part of the Enterprise function.
Mm-hmm.
And you can learn some interesting things. I mean, we have to use little power tools, and you got to
right.
learn how to unflood an engine. And a lot of folks that come to us at the Rescue Mission have absolutely no skills whatsoever.
Right.
And we can change that.
Yep. Do you still do day labor?
You know, that is not something we do. Mm-hmm. We only have a bulletin board because we don't want to get in as a middleman for labor.
Yeah.
And so if you come to the mission, tell us you need some kind of work or call us up, we'll put it on the board, and generally people respond.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is that we can't put ourselves in a position where we're guaranteeing the people that are responding. So we have to let them know, look, you know, we can put this on the board. If someone is willing and able to do it, they will call you back. But, you know, we can't guarantee.
Right.
So.
Yep.
But the other thing we were mentioning about with the donations is because of the loss of some of those things, our donations are right now at 64%. As opposed to, you know, what we should be getting at, like, at the 80-85% by now.
Right.
So, yeah, they're down a bit.
Well, one of the problems is people are filling up fuel tanks that cost them $3,000 and $5,000 to fill.
And that's going to be a bigger problem, too.
Yeah. And we've had...
But we need to heat, too.
Right.
Yeah, we've had, since 2010, a 192% increase in our electric. I don't know what our utilities is. I haven't gotten the report on that yet. But just through the roof, our costs are going up.
Close to $5,000
a month. And at the same time, everybody else is getting hit as well.
Right.
They just have less to give. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you, give where you live. If you're going to send your donation off to Friends of the Earth or something like that, well, you know, Friends of the Earth is still going to be there next year. But this year, your rescue mission needs you.
Needs the help. Okay. Yeah. And that number to call, again, please?
907-331-6292.
331-6292.
Or donate online at fairbanksrescuemission.org.
fairbanksrescuemission.org. All right. Very good. So, and yes, there always is a need. There's always more to do. And it is a good outfit. And stop by and visit. See what's going on inside the building.
We love to give people tours. We love to take...
People are astounded. Most people still think we're at the Cowtown Palace there.
Right.
And they're always surprised. You're on 27th? I thought you were over by the old food line.
Right.
And they go in there. And, of course, it's been a little tough because we had that fire and the water damage, and we've had crews in there. But that building is amazing. And we talk about feeding people. That kitchen, people who really know kitchens go in there and their jaws drop at the equipment and the size. We have two freezers, two walk-in freezers, two walk-in coolers. It's an astounding facility. You should see it. You should be proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. There's a lot of good comes out of the rescue mission for the, of course, the people there. That's the primary focus. But then that takes someone, if you will, who is at a dead end and then enables them to contribute back to society. That's the way it works. So, yeah.
That is our goal.
Good. Well, we are up to the quarter till the hour, and we have to take a short break to hear some messages from our sponsors. So please stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic has taken care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to fairbanksent.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
Let's face it, life can certainly bring accidents our way. Whether it's a vehicle accident or a bad fall on the ice, your injuries can range from mild and temporary to a life of chronic pain and disability. If you find yourself in that situation, call Jason Wiener and Associates. This outstanding group offers 5 attorneys with decades of experience. Get the facts and opinions that you need and solid advice so you can make informed decisions. They will design a retainer agreement that works for you and your case. Make sure you are represented by the right attorney. Jason Wiener and Associates, 907-452-5196.
You find your calm and steady out on the trail, wherever Alaska's wilderness calls you, and you keep answering that call every time. The next hunt, the next fishing trip, or camping with the family. Living in Alaska gives you the opportunity to explore. Finding your Alaska is a journey that will always lead you just beyond your next campsite. Frontier Outfitters is here so you can be there. Alaskan proven equipment, the brands you trust. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
ACCA, Alaska Center for Children and Adults, a nonprofit agency serving the Fairbanks community since 1946. ACCA, assisting in improving the lives of people in Fairbanks with disabilities and their families by providing quality diagnostic, therapeutic, educational, and referral services in conjunction with other community providers without regard to ability to pay. For more information, go to alaskacenter.org. Alaska Center for Children and Adults, finding the ability in disability.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for Interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Mainly sunny today with a high of 12. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 3 below. Daytime highs approaching 15. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-teens. Chance for snow Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM,
and streaming live at kfarradio.com. Okay, and we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And be sure that you tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Problem Corner. Because them knowing that you care is what keeps this program going. And your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. I'm with Pete and Perry Kelly, and we are talking about the rescue mission. And Pete, you wanted to talk a little bit about the clientele.
Yeah. Well, it's important for people to understand we are, as Perry said earlier, we're an emergency shelter, but we obviously have more to us than that. We do have the jobs training programs. We do have a classroom there, and we try to teach people how to what we call soft skills. You know, a lot of these fellows have ruined their work lives by they can't stand to be told what to do. And we'll sit and tell them, look, you can't just walk off of a job because, quote, you don't have to take that nonsense, right? And so we're trying to help people along to understand they've got to get their life together, because some people aren't just victims of circumstances. They're victims of themselves. And I wanted to communicate to this is, I think, very important. The mission is a safe place, and we require people to meet a certain standard. And you know what? The grace we give them, it's absurd sometimes how many times these guys mess up in a big way, and we take them back anyway. But at a certain point, we say, no, you have to go out there in the cold. You know what? I know it's 35 below, but you can't stay here because it's not safe for you to be here. And not safe for our other people. Within 6 weeks of getting there, 2 years ago, it was about 35 below, and there was a woman who was COVID positive and symptomatic, and she would not stay isolated. And we tried everything we could to get her to just stay in the isolation room, and we'll bring your food to you, and we'll take care of everything for you. Just you have to stay in there. And she kept coming out and kept coming out. And the more we tried to get her to stay in there, the more she began to get belligerent. And she would go around and cough on the other women. So I honestly was less concerned about them getting COVID. I was more concerned about the fact that they were afraid they were going to get COVID, and they would leave, and they were talking about leaving. If you don't get this woman out of here, where you have to go? Where? Back to the boyfriend that beat them, back to the drug house that they were being sold at, trafficking, back to those
sleeping
things.
Sleeping in the car.
Sleeping in the car, whatever it was. And I just said, you have to go. I know it's 35 below. You have to go out there, and if the worst happens to you, it's on you.
Yeah.
And so we have to set that level of that barrier there.
Yeah.
It's pretty low because, like I said, we give people so much grace. It's absurd when I look at what we're doing. But the people who stay there, particularly the people who are potential to stay there, have to understand it's a safe place and it's a sanitary place.
Right.
And if you guests here won't keep this place clean and if you won't abide by a few rules, you have to go.
Right. Well, there's a difference between helping and enabling.
Yep.
Right.
And sometimes the first lesson that we have to learn is we are not the victim. We are our own worst enemy. And we've got to get down to a point where we realize it.
Yeah. You know, Mike, sometimes we are guilty of enabling. In our effort to make sure that 35 below, that 40 below, whatever it is, that thing rules so much of what we do there, even if it's much warmer than that. It's a dangerous place
in the summer. We're much quicker to boot them out.
Yeah. and we even tell some guys, it's like, we're booting you out now for this offense that seems somewhat minor, because we want you to get it. When it's 30 below, we will kick you out. So why don't you get your act together now while it's nice and sunny?
Yes.
And then you'll survive the winter. Yeah.
Go out, sit underneath that tree, shiver for a while, and just kind of contemplate things. And when you're ready for a conversation, come on back.
Right.
Yeah, it is. And I'm making light of it. It isn't. It's a serious thing, but it's a difficult thing to deal with. And, you want to help, but you have to be careful that you're not just enabling bad behavior.
It's really hard to do it, too. Yep. I mean, Pete, when we have to kick somebody out, I know Pete and several of the other people, the caseworkers and stuff, I mean, we feel horrible.
Mm-hmm. It's never a decision by one person either,
right.
By the way.
Yeah.
And did we make the right decision?
Right.
It is awful. It's, well, we have to do that with our children.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do that with ourselves. I think that's the most important thing. When it really looks hopeless, look to yourself first. What can I do to improve my situation?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if someone says they can't come to the rescue mission because they've been banned, there's a good reason.
Right.
Real good reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've been banned, it's probably about the third or fourth time that you've been banned. We have this one fellow who has a chronic mental health problem, and we just recently kicked him out, and we told kind of the community at large, meaning the people who are involved in this stuff, we just told them, oh, look, this guy was never should have been our problem.
Right.
But we just, out of compassion, couldn't kick him out. But we've kicked him out, no kidding, 14 times.
Right.
He just has a mental health issue, and he's pathologically stubborn as well. People don't think that because people have a mental health issue that they cannot make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They can,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they make decisions just like we do, with all the bad motivations that we do.
And very finally, self-destructive.
Yeah, yeah, and finally we just said, you have to go, and we will not take you back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, but... Yes, I can see that happening.
It has to be somebody else. And it has to be someone else's problem because, as I said earlier, you might as well have sent these people to affordable used cars because they're as well equipped and trained to deal with some of these mental health issues as we are.
Yeah, and that's hard to understand.
And you, and I'm looking at you as a government person, I'm serious. This has to be fixed. You know, that Supreme Court decision from years ago, I don't remember what the decision was, where they shut down all the asylums in the nation.
In the mental health facilities.
That was stupid.
Yes.
Okay, it was stupid, and it needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
They didn't need to shut everything down. They needed to fix it, and they didn't. And now we have people wandering around. We have our cities are filling up with people with mental health problems and people who have behavioral health problems, which are drug-related issues. But the end result is the same. If you have a mental health issue and your brain acts one way, it may do the exact same thing because you abuse drug. Pretty soon your brain can only take so much.
Right.
So.
You're right. And I am reaching out to you and everyone else listening to help me figure that out because I don't have the answer.
Don't worry. No one does. But actually, I do have a little bit of an answer. We'll talk about it after the program.
All right. Very good. But yes, so challenging business that you're in, but rewarding.
We love it.
Extremely.
Yep.
Yeah. When things go right, they go really right. And it's so wonderful to see.
That's true. Yeah. That's and just when you think it's hopeless, why get up this morning? Something happens and you go, oh, that's the reason I was put on the earth.
Yep.
How much time you got left?
We have about 3 minutes, two and a half minutes
left. I'm going to tell the story about Molly because she agreed to let us put it in our newsletter. So it's Molly is our head cook. She runs the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
She does a phenomenal job. She was a guest there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was horribly abused by her husband. She showed up at the mission,
mm-hmm.
Went to a service, and heard someone give the gospel of Christ. And yeah, as you know, Mike, that's when God moves in their life, and
mm-hmm.
and she was born again. And then she decided she wanted to be a cook, and she'd like to help out in our kitchen. And so as a volunteer, we were like, oh my gosh, this is the best volunteer we've ever had, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was a guest as well. She was doing work time. And Lisa Pullock, who works there, made the decision. She came to me and she said, can I hire this woman? It's against our policy to hire someone so soon after they've been a guest. So we want to make sure they go out and kind of succeed out in the real world, and then they can come back to us if they want to work there. And I said, just do it. She seems great. And oh my gosh, that woman has, her whole life has turned around,
mm-hmm.
and she is a contributor to this community like you wouldn't believe. And she's, as Perry says, when it goes right, it goes really right.
Yeah.
And Molly is one of our stories that's really, really right. We love that woman.
Her story is actually starring in our December newsletter.
Yeah.
Right? So it'll be
good.
Great.
Yeah. Celebrate success.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's good. Yes. And I'm sure there's lots of other stories.
Oh,
like
man, if someone would just do a daytime live story about the rest of it.
You were saying we need to have what is it called, a reality show.
Life at the Rescue Mission. Oh, man, it would be a hit.
If
you
we
would
just,
not believe.
If we could just figure out the privacy part of it. Oh,
yes,
my God, zooks.
Well, you know, another thing for people to realize is if you are having trouble, reach out.
Yep.
Reach out. Ask someone else to just pay attention.
Well said.
Yeah. So I hear the music starting again. That means that the satellite's coming over and it will take over things. But thank you very much. Always a pleasure to hear about the rescue mission. And thank you for the effort that both of you are putting into this. And if anyone else wants to get involved and really help out the community and enjoy the reward of that, get in touch with the Rescue Mission. Thank you for
FairbanksRescueMission.org.
FairbanksRescueMission.org. All right, very good.
The former president says he won't accept it. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Trump ripping the newly announced appointment of a special counsel to take over investigations related to January 6th and presidential records, including the handling of classified documents taken from Trump's Florida home by the FBI.
Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Attorney General Merrick Garland naming veteran federal prosecutor Jack Smith for the role. Trump telling Fox News Digital shortly after the announcement he will not partake in it, calling it the worst politicization of justice and saying he hopes the Republican Party will fight it. Prosecutors say five members of the Oath Keepers talked for weeks about using violence to try to overturn the 2020 election results. Their trial on seditious conspiracy charges is winding down. Closing arguments from the defense expected Monday. The search for evidence continues after the murder of four university students in Moscow, Idaho. Fox's Dan Springer is there.
Cops are still out here. There is another evidence team inside that house. This must be the most combed over crime scene I have ever seen. The murders took place early Sunday morning, and this is the fifth day after, and they are still inside.